Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, on a busy day, we're glad that Adam Schefter is making the time to talk to us. We appreciate it. Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, joins us now courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, can you take us through what may have happened but didn't happen in terms of Chris Harris? What was the action like? And how did it go down as it did not go down?
Yeah, well, listen, there was action on him. They spoke to about six teams. I think that when you looked at it, Detroit was interested. Philadelphia was interested. They had had contact. I think that if the Broncos had gotten an offer of, say, a third-round pick, I think that might have enticed them to move on from Chris Harris. I don't believe that they ever got that offer. And so when they didn't get an offer that they felt warranted a trade that matched the value that Chris Harris brings, they ultimately decided to hold on to him and stand pat and not make another move at the trade deadline. Now, last week, of course, they traded Emmanuel Sanders, and they got back the 3 and the 4, had to give up the 5 and the player. But they didn't feel like, in this particular case, that it was worth it to trade Chris Harris. Let's keep in mind that as disappointed as most Broncos fans are in their season, I mean, this team is still fighting. They're still trying, and they think that they still can win games. Again, we'll hold out judgment and reserve judgment until we see Brandon Allen and see what happens with Joe Flacco. And obviously, there's a lot of questions and issues that the team is sorting through. But it's their season, and they put an awful lot into this and sacrificed a lot. They didn't feel like they had the proper value in return for Chris Harris.
Adam, the trade deadline has come and gone. And unlike MLB and NBA, you know, there's usually not any major moves that to take place. So why do we always make a big deal about the trade deadline in the NFL anyway?
Well, Nick, I will say this. That is some thinking that would have been applicable, I would say, 10 years ago. But if we look at this, okay, just this year and everything that's happened, okay, since the season began back in, what was it? It was August. We have seen so far traded. We saw Jadeveon Clowney traded from Houston to Seattle. We saw Laremy Tunsil traded from Miami to Houston. We saw Minkah Fitzpatrick traded from Miami to Pittsburgh. We saw, there's one other one. Well, but how about this, Nick? In the last 2 weeks alone, just in the last 2 weeks, we saw Aqib Talib traded from the Rams to the Dolphins. Leonard Williams traded from the Jets to the Giants. Kenyon Drake traded from the Dolphins to the Cardinals. Jannard Avery traded from the Browns to the Eagles. Jalen Ramsey from the Jaguars to the Rams. Marcus Peters from the Rams to the Ravens. Austin Corbett from the Browns to the Ravens. Mohamed Sanu from the Falcons to the Patriots. Emmanuel Sanders from the Broncos to the 49ers. Gary Conley from the Raiders to the Texans. And Quandre Diggs from the Lions to the Seahawks. So when you say, why do we pay so much attention because of all those moves in the last 2 weeks, it just so happens, Nick, that those moves didn't come down today in a concentrated fashion. But the fact that those players, the quality of that group, were all traded within the last 2 weeks, not to mention Tunsil and Clowney and Fitzpatrick, which all involved high premium picks, that is an incredible amount of activity. And yeah, so we should be paying that much attention to the NFL trade deadline. And back when you were playing and I was covering you, the NFL trade deadline was the ultimate snooze fest. It no longer is.
Adam, I hope you were looking at a list.
I was just
if you did that off the top of your head, I am duly impressed.
I did that off the top of my head.
Very impressive.
Wow.
Very impressive. Hey, going back to Chris Harris here for a minute, how much do you think it played into it, the lack of a trade? How much of a factor was the fact that the team would either have a one-year rental or they're going to have to extend him? And I guess if that was a factor, that they would have to extend him immediately, does that say anything about free agency for him next year?
No, because you've got teams that are willing to do deals for players. Like last year, the Eagles traded a 3 for Golden Tate, who became a free agent. They lost him. The bottom line is if a team wants a player badly enough and values a player badly enough, they're going to pull the trigger and make the deal on what they believe the value is. Now, again, we've seen some players dealt here, and you've seen the value. You know, Jalen Ramsey went for 2 ones and a four. Marcus Peters went for a player and a five. So it's just different picks for different players. I don't think the fact that there wasn't a team willing to trade Chris Harris has any bearing. Now, he's an older quarterback. He's been a very good player for a really long period of time. But there was nobody, like I said, that I think was willing to go up to a third. And if Denver lets him go after the season, and then he's in free agency, Denver might get a comp third in 2021. Well, you'd rather have a three in 2020 than a three in 2021.
Right.
But Denver never got there. So right. They're not going to take the four. That wasn't what they felt was fair value. They valued him higher than the offers that came in.
Adam, were there any other players on the Broncos that generated any kind of interest?
I can't say authoritatively no, but I never heard of anything gaining any steam or percolating.
Okay.
Could someone have called on Derek Wolfe? Yeah. Could someone have called on another player? Yeah. Do I know that happened? I do not, and I certainly did not hear of anything that was getting serious.
Trent Williams deal. Okay. Because we've talked about Trent Williams quite a bit here in Denver. What's the situation there in Washington with Trent Williams? As I know he's gone back to the team, but how did that all shake out?
Yeah, well, basically, I think he was hoping that he was going to be traded. That was the hope. And if he wasn't going to get traded, then the plan was to report and to collect the last 8 weeks of paychecks. Now, I don't know that he's going to wind up playing there at all. I think there's some skepticism there. We've seen plenty of players report and not have to play. And I won't be surprised if all of a sudden Trent Williams' back locks up on him. His hamstring is bothering him. He's got headaches. He's got migraines. Got a lot of things that are going to prevent him from playing. Like, this is an issue. This didn't just go away because he reported today. Okay, that's not what happened. He did report. He did end his holdout. But it's a situation where the stalemate between those two sides continues to go on, even though he's now in the building.
Adam, I love your comments and what you're talking about with Tom Brady. Don't like it, love it. And I haven't seen one person respond to you. See, you say something, but then I wonder, are people listening to what you're actually saying? Because everybody who's debating with you on this topic doesn't address the things you're actually saying about the topic. They want to leap to like 3 or 4 steps beyond what you're saying. But what you're saying about Tom Brady makes absolute sense to me. And I can imagine 5 or 6 teams out there, including the Broncos, at least kicking the tires on it. Is there, first of all, how do you feel about that? And is there any other news to report about Tom Brady?
Well, again, what I've tried to do there is just lay out. I haven't said he's coming or going. I haven't said he's leaving, retiring, staying, moving. What I'm saying is we've got a quarterback who is the greatest quarterback in NFL history, who's been with this team, who voided the last year of his contract, who's selling his house, who has set it up for him to have the option to leave if that's what he so chooses. Now, why is that happening? Have we ever been in a situation like this with Tom? We have not.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have the greatest quarterback in NFL history in a state of uncertainty for next year, which is what it is, that to me is notable and interesting and worthy of discussion. Now, he may return to the Patriots. It's possible. But he also may not. He may retire. And he may go on to play with another team. And I don't know which of those three is going to happen. But the fact that any of those three are in play is what makes it notable, because we're talking about Tom Brady. We're not talking about Drew Lock here. We're not talking about Brandon Allen. We're talking about the greatest quarterback who we don't know what's going to happen with him next year. We do not know. You cannot say he'll be back in New England. You can't say he's going to retire. You can't say he's going to New England. We don't know. But the fact that we don't know, to me, is what makes it, I think, the most intriguing offseason quarterback storyline that we've had since Peyton Manning was a free agent.
Yeah. I agree, and you know John Elway as well as anybody. Could you really be shocked or surprised that John Elway didn't think of Tom Brady after he thinks about the success he had with Peyton Manning? I mean, I get it. Maybe it's a long shot, But to think that John wouldn't even consider it, I think is ludicrous. Of course he would.
Well, I think if you're any team that has a quarterback question, you'd have to consider. The whole question, though, is Tom Brady going to consider you?
Mm.
Is Tom Brady's family going to want to go live in your city? Is his wife going to want to go live in Colorado? And I don't know the answer to those questions.
Well, we'll send Giselle a map of Aspen and the shops that they have in downtown Aspen, and I think she'll fall right in line.
Send her some buffalo meat and see how she responds to that. But before I let you go, I got to say this. This is actually kind of interesting. So yesterday I was in the gym, the hotel gym in Bristol here, and I'm working out with Randy Moss, my friend, and we were talking, and it's funny because, you know, I've come to sports and thinking that he's like, yeah, he's very curious. He said, how long have you covered this? I said, 1990, Randy.
Yeah.
And I said, he said, you know, I heard your name as a player, but I didn't know you like I know you now. And I said, I knew you, and I follow you, and I was at some of your most memorable games. I was at the game, Randy, where you caught the pass and flipped it over your head to Mo Williams for a touchdown right before the half against the Denver Broncos. It was an incredible play. And do you remember who the defensive back was, Randy? And he said, Nick Ferguson. I said, there we go.
Great story. Great story.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that memory, Adam. I was trying to forget that, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what he said to me, Nick? He said, man, there was a bunch of BS coming out that week about how some Broncos cornerback named Lenny Walls could cover me. And I said, I probably wrote that story.
Right? Adam, that is awesome. Great. What a great story. Thank you, Adam. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
See you.
Hey, at least Randy Moss didn't say who. That would have been the worst part of that story. Adam Schefter, our NFL insider, joined us courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
Hey, that's an honor.
You have a comment on that?
You know what? I was trying to forget that play, and I know that
it's not your fault.
It's not on me, but because I am the one trying to tackle him.
You're linked to it.
I'm linked to it. I mean, it's Sam Brandon, there's Lenny Walls, and it's Delta O'Neal. They're all standing, watching as this take place.
You always throw your teammates under the bus.
Oh, yeah, in this case, I am. Because of them, I'm on Randy's highlight. Yeah.
The crazy thing is when they talk or there's any highlights about Randy Moss.
They show that play.
Always.
Always.
100%.
And I'm forever linked to Randy based on that play.
That's good stuff. Football at 4. We'll hear from Brandon Allen and hear from Drew Locke and what this means about Chris Harris not getting dealt. Football at 4 is next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.